Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Yesterday, the 4-9 hitters 0-20 with 6 whiffs, which gets us to today's lineup here as they get ready. A little 1-10 first pitch out in Detroit. Hey, Max Fried, can you stop the bleeding here? Ben Rice, Aaron Judge, Belly. Bellinger's got to get going. Goldschmidt in the four spot. Jazz, who's under 200 now. Volpe, Dominguez, Escobar behind the plate. Cabrera third, and Max Fried is on the mound in a very jumbled, as I think many of us thought it would be, very jumbled American League East here. Toronto 7-5, Yanks are 6-5, Boston's 500, Orioles a game under. Kind of very quickly, the Yankees went from looking really, really good to looking very, very average fast.
I think their start has been disappointing here.
I agree.
I heard you with Rodon yesterday. I thought you nailed it. You just can't trust the guy. Now, today, Fried's going to have to step up. He is the ace of the staff. They need a stopper right now. Now, go out there and win a game, salvage his final game of the series. But they got issues, man. They look a lot like they did last year when they were at their worst. I'm not saying that they're a bad team yet, but they've got some issues. Their pitching is not as good as it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And their offense is, look, it could be better as far as the length of the lineup, but it's still way, way too inconsistent and way too many strikeouts. You can't survive on the all or nothing. Everybody wants to go nuts about what they did against the Brewers. Yeah, that's not a reality. How they looked against the Diamondbacks and now the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. So, again, you don't want to overreact and go nuts. I still think they'll be fine and be a playoff team. But as far as this team being better than it was a year ago, I see a lot of the same. They've been sloppy in the field as well.
That's where I was going.
On the bases.
Yeah, I mean, there's varying versions of they'll be fine. Yeah, I believe they'll be a playoff team. I believe it's going to be close. And I believe this division is going to be close. By the way, I don't know if you noticed this. I just saw this during the break here. Maybe it just happened to be one of those days. But you mentioned Goldschmidt and the Yankees. Or I mentioned Gold. You mentioned the Yankees defense. What in the world is going on? Do they practice defense anymore? Everybody. In a 30-second span on John Boy and some other stuff on Soch during the break, I saw Mike Trout overrun a pop-up in right field. And it looked like a 10-year-old who's not even good. Lourdes Gurriel airmailed one from left field over the third baseman's head that was supposed to go to the catcher that went to the backstop. And then Goldie bobbling that potential 3-6-3 double play. Some other Yankees, even Vientos at third, has been sloppy. I mean, the defense around baseball...
Yeah.
What's going on? Stop practicing. Stop worrying about launch angle and exit velo and take some ground balls.
I'm with you on that. And the one word of advice that I would say, watch the Mets.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. They've had some issues, too.
Watch the Mets. You guys going to play any good team anytime soon? We knew that they would. That their schedule was pretty favorable.
We could get more on them in a little bit, but on the defense, you see that catch the kid made in center field yesterday?
Yes. Oh, sick.
Now, I don't know why he's playing so shallow, but that is a catch you dream
yep.
of making.
No, there's no doubt.
Anyway, all right.
Yeah, dude, Mets look good. Yeah, honestly, Mets look good.
For them, it's a great start. Well, they're not even clicking yet. They're it's pitching early. Well, but the offense isn't even clicking yet. Wait till Soto gets going.
It's early.
BT and Sal on the band, 888-808-1019. It's not early for the Knicks. As a matter of fact, again, one thing before we get back to the calls, BT, that I want to bring up. Well, did you have an issue? Because I did not. With Tibbs not deciding to foul there before Tatum hit the game tying three?
I didn't love his explanation. I understand. His explanation was, basically you run the risk of, if the foul is not executed at the proper time, you run the risk of a four-point play. Okay, I mean, how many four-point plays have the Knicks had this year? Larry Johnson, Starks, a couple here and there. But if you're dialed in, and I know that there's an art to, you know, ripping through the foul and getting the call. It's almost too easy to manipulate from an offensive perspective, but I think you've got to have more trust in the IQ of the player to do the foul. But I also believe this, Al. You know, generally, you know, I liken this to being in a casino, right? And I fluctuate on this, even though I haven't been in a casino in a while, right? But when you have a 16 and the dealer has, I don't mean the dealer has a 5 or a 6, like, whatever you do, do it all the time. If you start like, well, I'll hit here. I'm good. You're going to be chasing, you know, your tail all night. So generally, whatever your philosophy is when you have a 16 versus a card where you might have to hit, always do it. Whatever your philosophy is, you know, up three with X amount of time to go, always do it.
Right, because he'll miss that shot.
Always do it.
At least half the time, you would think.
Correct.
The only way that I could say it from my perspective, watching the game in real time, it was not a thought in my mind.
Me too.
So I can't then second guess and say, yeah, you should have fouled.
Mm-hmm. That's the easy way out.
The guy's a beast. He hit a shot that a mammoth sack would hit. That's what Tatum is. Mammoth sack. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Allison, East Quag. What's up, Alex?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can I make 2 points about Tibbs before Sal cuts me off and yells at me when I'm off the phone?
Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. First of all, you spent your first minute today at 10 o'clock discussing all the different configurations of who you would have had on the floor to give us a better chance at towards the end of the game when it counted, other than what the Knicks had on the floor. Who does that go to? That goes to the coach, okay? I just want to make another point about Tibbs. You're tiptoeing around on him left and right. What's driving me, another thing that drives me crazy this year is his phrase, his post-game phrase, the game tells you what to do. That's bunk. the best coaches use their strategy to dictate the game to the other team. He's a great assistant coach. He'll never win a title. The Knicks window is closing, as you said, for a couple of reasons. Some players are getting older, this and that, and they don't have their draft picks. He's not the coach. Stop tiptoeing around. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, he's been consistent. And I'll be honest with you.
What you're saying about Ribbentrop?
Yeah, I mean, he's called the middays for years, and he has said this for years. And quite frankly, I pushed back pretty aggressively for a while. I thought he was a little bit unfair to Tom Thibodeau. I don't think he's unfair anymore. I share the same opinion. Yeah, I don't think he's a championship coach.
See, to me, he hasn't been a championship coach yet. But I don't think that Andy Reid wasn't a Super Bowl winning head coach until he was. And now all of a sudden he's one of the great head coaches ever. Look at what Tibbs has done with this team. Find the better coach in Knicks history than Tom Thibodeau.
Pat Riley.
What he did before he got here.
Ben Gundy. Red Holtzman.
Why? Ben Gundy never won a championship with the Knicks.
Who would you rather have coach in a big game? Jeff Van Gundy or Tom Thibodeau? I'll take Van Gundy.
I think Tibbs is an extension of Van Gundy. And I would argue that Tibbs has done more with less than Jeff Van Gundy. Now, I'm not saying Tibbs is the greatest thing ever. What I'm saying is, do I need to tell Knicks fans? Do I need to remind them the history of the pathetic coaches you've had in here for the last 20 years? I mean, since Van Gundy left? Think about how bad it's been. Now, you're right. That doesn't mean that Tibbs is great. But also look at what Tibbs did. He took a team that was expected to win 15 to 20 games and got them to be the 4 seed with Julius Randle, a player nobody respected or cared about. Mm. He turned him into a star player. He built this thing up. Maybe there will become a point, whether it's this postseason, whether it's next year, where they feel like they have to fire one more salvo to try to get them over the hump. I think this Knicks team is a product of Tom Thibodeau and his coaching.
So, I get that, but I also think there's some circumstances, which, and not to really weigh it down now, but the Knicks played their asses off during COVID. Was the NBA really dialed in? And I hate to even say that because...
Okay, but forget that year, then look at all the other ones.
But that's the starting point. That's one of the things that you referenced, so I'm just responding to that.
But they still play harder.
And I've lauded him for that. I think that he is a great culture builder. Like, if Tom Thibodeau was a college coach, he's the kind of guy that could go to a team, like, say, Seton Hall, who's really down. I'm not trying to move Cheyenne Holloway. I like Holloway a lot. But, like, you go to a program like that, provided you got NIL money, and like within a year or two, you're pretty competitive, and you might be ranked, you might get in the dance. Like, but do you ever get to the Final Four? I don't think so. I just don't think he's that guy. And the other thing too is when we say that he's doing more with less, well, I would also disagree with that. Karl Anthony Towns is a top 5 center. Jaylen Brown is a top 5 point guard. How much do you need?
Yeah.
I mean, OG Anunoby is a top 5 wing 3-and-D guy.
Well, let's see what happens. I mean, they won 50 games again with all these guys being hurt. So we'll see. And just to finish up the point about Alex, who was saying that good coaches don't let the game decide what they are, do you think Rick Pitino's a good coach?
He's a great coach.
Okay.
I think he's the best ever in the history of college basketball.
And the final game dictated what? RJ Lewis having to go to the bench.
But not everybody agrees with that. Some people say you should have ridden the guy who got you there.
Okay, but so what? I personally am gonna side with Pitino.
So am I. I said that next day.
Okay, just like I'm going to side with Tibbs when he says the game is gonna dictate. You have to understand what he means, that when you're watching the game play out the way it is, certain players have it that night, certain on the other side, on your side, and then dictate who's gonna be on. It can't just be these are my 5 guys that I'm closing out no matter what.
I know it's not apples to apples, but when I look at Rick Pitino, I know they didn't play well against Calipari. I get that. And you and I had that debate, with Rick, whatever. I think every time the St. John's team takes the court, I believe they've got an advantage at head coach. I never think that. I don't want to say I never think that about the Knicks. But like when you're talking about the elite of the elite, I don't feel that with Tom Thibodeau.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.